Shalom, shalom. This is Dr. Akiva Ganlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Ruach HaOr Audiovisual Lending Library. Welcome. Well, we're into Torah stories, and we're going to have a story entitled Consulting the Wise, written by Dr. Akiva Ganlil, and this story is taken from Sefer Bereishit Kuf Hei, Perek Kuf Hei, chapter 25, and from Midrash Rabbah, and from the Midrash Says, and from Sefer Kabbalah. Welcome! Our story is in the loving memory of the Horvat Mishpacha that perished in the Holocaust. Kids of all ages, when we think of Chachma, we're thinking of the word in Hebrew, that means wisdom. And if you'd like to look at what this word looks like, go to Strong's Concordance and look at reference number 2451 in the back. Let's talk just a little bit about what wisdom is before we actually begin our story. Wisdom, a wise old man, a sage. A wise old man who is enlightened, well-informed, who has great knowledge and understanding about every subject. Someone who has spiritual insight, someone who can illuminate, brighten up, make something more understandable. A subject or a situation that can be made easier to understand. Someone who's astute, they have ability to accurately assess, to figure out, to determine situations. Someone who has learned is wise. They have acquired much knowledge through studying. Someone who's discerning. They show they have a good system of thinking. They have good judgment. Someone who's perceptive. They're sensitive. They have insight. They're perceptive. A lot of big words for little kids, huh? Someone who's logical, rational, has sound reasoning. Okay. Enough of Dr. Akiva Ganlil's definitions. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to tell the story, God willing, or at least begin the story, and then, after the story's over, some of these definitions, not all of them, but some of them will make some real good sense. Now, before we begin our story, it's all right if you say, I don't know. And it's okay if you say, I don't understand, because that's how we learn. And so when we begin our story, we're going to begin with Rivka. And Rivka is a young woman who says, I don't know. She's a young lady who's about to become a mother who says, I don't understand. This is what Rivka did when strange things were happening to her. Many, many years ago, way back in 2107 from creation is when this story happened. Do you know how long ago this was? Let's count backwards a little. Today, we're in the year 5767. That's 5,767 years from creation. Let's try counting backwards. 5,767, 5,766, 5,765, 5,764, 5,763, 5,762, 5,761, 5,760. Oh, I'm getting tired of counting backwards. Are you? Wow, that's a long ways back, and we've only gone back about 8 years. Let's count backwards by using tens, beginning with 5,760. That might go just a little bit faster. Let's try that. 5,760, 5,750, 5,740, 5,730, 5,720, 5,710, 5,700. I think I see somebody waving over there and they're saying, Dr. Akiva Gamlil, we'll never get back to 2,107 from creation. It's going to take the whole time for the story. All right. So let's do this. You know, we could count backwards using hundreds. Why don't we try that? You know, very few people ever live to be 100 years old. There are some, but not a lot. Let's start with 5,700. 5,700. 5,600. 5,500. 5,400. 5,300. 5,200. Wow, that's a very long time ago. Oh my, and we've only counted back only 567 years. We have a long ways to go. Why don't we try counting backward by thousands? No one has lived to be 1,000 years old. Do you know who the oldest person in HaTorah is? It was Methuselah. Do you know how old Methuselah lived to be? 969 years old. Okay, that's not 1,000 years, but it's pretty close. Let's start counting back by thousands now. And let's begin at 5,200 from creation. Here we go. 5,200, 4,200, 3,200, 2,200. Stop! Wow. Who hollered stop? Now we are only 93 years away from when this story happened. So I think what we're trying to say, kids of all ages, is that this story happened a really long, long time ago. You know, 93 years is a long time, but this was thousands of years ago. Let's begin the story about Rivka. Who was Rivka? She was the wife of Yitzhak. She is the mother of Esav and Yaakov. Now, you might say Esau and Jacob. But Esav and Yaakov, or Esau and Jacob, that's okay. Rivka, or Rebecca, was a very righteous woman. She was a good lady, a very good mother, a very good woman, a very good wife, a very caring individual. This story begins when Rivka was feeling uncomfortable. What does it feel like to feel uncomfortable? Let's think of some ways. If you put on a pair of shoes that are too tight, you may feel uncomfortable. If you put a hat on your head and you pull it down really tight, you may feel uncomfortable. If you drink 3 glasses of water really kind of quickly in a short time, you may feel uncomfortable. If you put a toy in your bed and you forget that it's in there, and you get in your bed and you jump into your bed and, oh, you hit that toy, you may feel uncomfortable. You may cry. So now that we have an idea of what feeling uncomfortable is, let's ask a question. Why do you think Rivka was feeling uncomfortable? Nobody knows. Well, she was expecting a baby. She was going to be a brand new mother. And you know what, kids? Babies, when they're born, they weigh an awful lot. Could you imagine if your mommy or daddy went to the store and bought 1 gallon of water, and you held onto that water, and every time you took a step, you were carrying that 6.5 pounds of water. And if you bent over, you bent over with the water, and if you stood up, you stood up with the water. Could you imagine after a while how uncomfortable that might feel? Babies weigh a lot. Ask your tati, your father, or your ima, your mother, how much did I weigh at birth? Guess what Dr. Akiva Gamlil weighed at birth? 8 pounds? No. 10 pounds? No. 6 pounds? No. Actually, Dr. Akiva Gamlil weighed a little more than 3.5 kilograms. That would be close to 7.75 pounds. Now let's get back to the story. Actually, Rivka was expecting 2 babies. She was expecting twins. The twins didn't get along too well inside their mother's tummy. In fact, the Midrash tells us that Rivka's pain was really, really great. Sometimes she hurt so much. Why do you think she hurt so much? The twins were having a tug of war inside their mother's tummy. When Rivka would walk past the Bet HaMidrash, now the Bet HaMidrash is a place where people study HaTorah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Remember, a few weeks ago, we said Bereshit, Shemot, Yikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, HaTorah. When she would walk past the Bet HaMidrash, Yaakov would pull and kick and tug towards it. He would want to go into the Bet HaMidrash. When Rivka would walk by a temple where idols were worshipped, God forbid, Esav would pull and kick and tug and want to go into that place of idol worship. That's too bad. That's a shame. It felt like Esav and Yaakov were trying to kill each other. They seemed to be fighting all the time. That must have hurt a lot. What do you think Rivka did? What would you do? Rivka decided to visit the school of Shem and Ever. They were the wise old sages of that time. How old do you think Zakane, that means elder, Zakane Shem was? 50 years old? No. 75 years old? No. 200 years old? No. How about 500 years old? No. Zakane Shem was 549 years old. His great-grandson, Eber, was 384 years old. They were two very old men. They were very wise. Do you know anyone who has lived to be 100 years old? Can you imagine what it would be like to live 549 years? Now, Rivka entered the school of Shem and Ever, and she requested to speak with Zakane Shem. Zakane Shem met with Rivka, and Rivka explained how much pain she was feeling, and every time when she passed the Bet Midrash, the place where Torah was studied, how she would get pain and there'd be kicking and fighting going on. And then when she had passed a house of idolatry, God forbid, how there'd be pain and kicking, and oh, it was terrible. And she asked Zakane Shem if he could explain why she was experiencing this. Zakane Shem, he thought, he pondered on this problem. This means that he considered it for a very long time. He was very quiet as he sat thinking about the problem. Well, he had been taught by his teachers, if you don't have an answer, go and ask the creator of the universe. So Zakane Shem prayed to God and asked the creator of the universe, why was Rivka having this problem? Hashem told Zakane Shem that Rivka was going to have twins. She was going to have two little baby boys. Esav would be very great. Yaakov would be very great. Each of her sons would become powerful leaders. They would each be leaders of powerful nations. Together, they would be so great that the entire world would not be able to contain them. Esav would work very hard and become a very strong and wealthy man. Some of Esav's children would be mighty kings. People would fear him and some of his descendants. On the other hand, Yaakov would work very, very hard in studying and studying and studying HaTorah and become a very great Torah scholar. Some of Yaakov's children would be the world's greatest Torah scholars, like Moshe Rabbeinu, for example. Some would be very great kings, like David HaMelech. So, if the entire world would not be able to contain Esav and Yaakov, then how would Rivka's tummy be able to contain them? The great sage Shem told Rivka that she had to keep this prophecy about the future that was given to him from the creator of the universe as a secret. She couldn't tell anyone. She could not even tell her husband Yitzhak or her mother or even her very best friend. Rivka couldn't tell anyone what was happening. It was a secret. So now we understand Rivka understood what was happening. She understood now why she felt such great pain. And she now understood why there was such a tug of war going on inside her tummy. And that was helpful. She learned this information from the great tzaddik, from the sage, from the very wise old man who was 549 years old. She learned this information from a prophecy that God gave to him, to Zakane Shem. Now, when we think about wisdom, kids of all ages, we learn a very, very great secret here that our Torah teaches us each about wisdom. First off, Zakein Shem was a very old man. And all of his 549 years, he studied HaTorah. He learned HaTorah from the great tzaddik Methuselah, who was the oldest man recorded in HaTorah. Methuselah was the oldest man to live on our planet Earth. Zakein Shem learned with his great-grandfather, the righteous man, the tzaddik, the Torah scholar, for 98 years. Now, kids, we must ask, who did Methuselah learn with? And Methuselah learned 243 years with Adam HaRishon, the first created man. Who did Adam Rishon learn from? It was the creator of the universe, the creator of everything that taught Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was also specially instructed by Hamelech Razel. Now, kids of all ages, this is what we should learn. Wisdom comes from studying HaTorah. Wisdom comes from individuals who have gathered their wisdom from sages. And over a period of many years, they themselves become a sage. Hashem, the creator of the universe, created Adam and taught Adam. Malach Razel taught Adam. Adam taught Methuselah. Methuselah taught Noach and Shem. Noach and Shem taught Ever. And Shem and Ever taught Avram Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our forefathers. So we realize that wisdom comes from studying HaTorah, and wisdom comes from learning from the sages. Now, and wisdom comes from observing HaTorah, and wisdom comes from many, many years of experience. So now we can understand why Zakein Shem was so well informed, and why Zakein Shem was so incredibly knowledgeable. Now, kids of all ages, if you want to be wise, learn HaTorah with a special Torah teacher. Learn HaTorah with an old rabbi. Learn HaTorah with a grandparent. Learn HaTorah with your parents. May Hashem give all of our kids of all ages desire to learn HaTorah and to become wise. May Hashem bless each of us with the hunger for wisdom and the hunger for HaTorah. Thank you for joining with me. Shalom. Shalom.